Dr. Gene Hauscher leads the Healthier Oklahoma Coalition. It's a group consisting of leading physicians and hospital officials from around the state. They hold a weekly panel, and yesterday she went through some of the numbers.
Community transmission of COVID-19 here in Oklahoma right now is as high as ever throughout the state. As of today, Oklahoma is ranked 6th in the nation, according to the Harvard Key Metrics site. For the most spread, at an average of 100 cases per 100,000 population over the last 7 days.
Joining her yesterday was Dr. Sam Ratterman. He's president of the Oklahoma Academy of Family Physicians, and he talked about his experience at the Integris Hospital in Grove, where he practices.
We have an ICU that I don't think we've had in a staffed open bed for months, at least not for 24 hours. As soon as the bed opens up, it's filled almost immediately, not just from people in this region, but we're taking transfers from all over the state.
And sadly, sometimes Oklahoma patients can't find a bed in Oklahoma.
For example, in the emergency room, over the last couple of weeks, we've had patients who need higher level of care. We had to look as far as Denver, Colorado, because there were no hospital beds closer. Fortunately for that patient, we were able to find one in St. Louis, and I think we actually transferred 2 patients.
Also joining the Healthier Oklahoma Coalition yesterday was a guest speaker, Lieutenant Governor Matt Pinnell. His message to Oklahomans?
We are dealing with the largest health crisis of the past century and for many generations. This is not the flu, folks. Again, the largest health crisis of the past century. This is not the flu.
But it's not all bad news. The vaccines are coming. Heck, they're here. About 100,000 doses given so far.
So let's talk again about the personal choice that all Oklahomans eventually are going to have. And that is a safe and effective vaccine. This is a game changer, folks. This is a game changer.
Pinnell says he's confident in the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines.
I certainly will be choosing to get vaccinated, my wife and our children. That will be our choice, and we will be getting the vaccine.
Meanwhile, he urges everyone to wash their hands, watch their distance, and wear a mask.
It's the patriotic thing to do, to be wearing a mask right now. We need a rally as a state. We need a rally as a state, and we need a rally as a country. We need unification right now in this country. We all know it. And I think one of the things that we can do to unify and to rally, again, is to do the patriotic thing. And again, that is to wear masks when we are out in public and around other individuals.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.